Have you ever thought about joining the choir? Sunday evenings at 6:30 on BBC Radio 3.
Just a reminder, there's a change to tomorrow night's concert on Radio 3. It's the BBC Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Jan-Pascal Tourtellier, performing a programme that includes Mussorgsky's Pictures at an Exhibition and the orchestration by Ravel. That's tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Hope you can join me for that. Time now, though, for me, Petroc Trelawney, to bid you a very good evening. This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM, online and on digital radio. Fiona Talkington now with Late Junction.
The great Swedish accordionist Lars Holmer died last year, and it's taken me all this time to get hold of his very last CD. That's the title track, Viandra. More later from an album which is in turns sweet and somewhat zany. Thinking of Advent as a time of waiting reminded me of this lovely song by Bill Caddick, sung by June Tabor, Waiting for the Lark.
Sleep on, child, it is not quite day, for the moon has still to set. Oh, the lark, she will cry and bring down the morning to where you lie. But the lark has she sleeps in her stall. All the meadow stands grey in this dew down moment before the day, and waits for the lark to call. Waits for the lark to call. Sleep on, child, while the fields are still. They wait for your father's hand, but he go, and the sun will not shine, and the cock will not crow, till the lark cries over the land, till the lark cries over the land.
Thank you.
Another tune from Lars Holmer's last CD, Viandra, after Pedro Esteban from his album The Scent of Time, a piece called Spontaneous Combustion, and first of all June Tabor with Bill Caddick's song Waiting for the Lark. Yesterday I played you something from the recent box set of Ravi Shankar George Harrison collaborations. Here's some more, this time from the CD called Shankar Family and Friends. Lakshmi Shankar singing Supane Me Aye Pritam Sanya. In my dreams, my beloved came to me.
Thank you.
The Icelandic cellist Hildur Guðnadóttir and a piece called Elevation, following the singer Lakshmi Shankar. That's from the Ravi Shankar Family and Friends CD in a recording produced by George Harrison in 1974. It's all part of a 3-CD box set, complete with DVD and a book of glossy photos as well. Now, here's another CD I brought back with me from Finland a couple of weeks ago. The trio Nordic Tree, which is the fiddlers Hans Kenemark and Arto Järvelä, and harmonium player Timo Alakotila, who gave me the trio's brand new CD. This is a rather lovely waltz called Vals til vennen min, Waltz for My Love.
Spelar så vacker Sol, himmel och jorden drinn Allting strålar i ljuset från vännen min Se, här dansar vännen min Hon gör låten jag spelar så vacker Sol, himmel och jorden drinn Allting strålar i ljuset från vännen min till dig leker i lint rör vid din kind kanske då minnes du stunden med mig aldrig mer den kommer igen låten är längtan till dig min vän
couple of gorgeous tunes there from the trio Nordic Tree. That's Hans Kennemark, plus two musicians you'll know from the band JPP, Arto Järvelä and Timo Alakotila. First of all, Waltz for My Love, and then a traditional bridal march. And you can read more about my trip to Helsinki on the Radio 3 blog, which you'll find on the Radio 3 website. That's bbc.co.uk/radio3. And you'll also find the Late Junction playlists on the Radio 3 website as well. Yemen Blues is the brainchild of singer Ravid Kahalani, who grew up in Israel with a Yemenite family. And together with bass player Omar Avital, joined forces with musicians from New York, Israel and Uruguay. More recently, he's been living in Finland, but actually that's not where I came across him. This is a song from the Yemen Blues album called Trappe la Vérité.
Shime la long lua de o do do. On sav shime a o konta mwe bel. Ke o mwe pa ka fet ne o ka chanje o. Son a bouche a mwe pe di o. Tout ça on qu'a attrapé qui qu'a fait. Qui on mène la peine qui qu'a. La peine qui qu'a on m'a content. Mais on qu'a gardé m'a envoyé toute peine là en café ou. L'espoir où tourne le nid, où gentil co, gentil fait. Oh, pas qu'à trouver, fausse encore, moué, où. On peut pas quitter où, doudou, que moué chiré. Que senti, on dit donc moué. Oh,
Et nous en
Joanna McGregor and Britten Sinfonia with Joanna's arrangement of John Dowland's Mr. Dowland's Midnight, following on from the Corsican group A Folletta. And if you've never heard them live, it's a truly wonderful experience. And if you're around in London next week, you can catch them at the Spitalfields Festival. That's at Christchurch next Tuesday, the 14th. I would love to hear from you if you want to get in touch with us, and our email address is late.junction@bbc.co.uk. A tune called Wichita now, played in this rather fine version by Philip Henry.
She's going back to Wichita. fixing a truck, pumping in gas with the car filled up. We talk as neighbors will, as we're waiting for the tanks to fill. Yeah, we're talking about leaving, how it might snow, how far she's got to go. Thank you.
Well, you probably guessed from the sound that that was more from the new box set of collaborations between Ravi Shankar and George Harrison. Lakshmi Shankar was the singer there in Dehati from Ravi Shankar's Music Festival from India from 1976. And just before that, I played you Philip Henry and a song called Wichita. Do keep an eye on Philip's website for gigs. He played for our Late Junction 10th birthday party last year, you might remember, and he's definitely someone who's worth going along to hear. Folk Tunes and Hymns feature on a new CD from Trygve Same and Andreas Utnam. This is a traditional tune, Pater Noster, Our Father. Trygve Same and Andreas Utnam with Pater Noster. I'll try and fit in another tune from them later on tonight. The 12-string guitar of James Blackshaw has, I suppose, become a familiar sound here on Late Junction. Here's a track from his album The Glass Bead Game called Bled. Dave Holland and Jack DeJohnette, and a short piece called Waiting, following on from the Kronos Quartet and throat singers from Tuva. after all the atmospheric 12-string guitar playing of James Blackshaw in a piece called Bled. In 1990, the Canadian guitarist Michael Brook teamed up with the great Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan to make what was to turn out to be a classic album for Real World called Must Must. From that, this is one of Michael's compositions called Tracery. Trygve Same and Andreas Utnam again, this time one of Trygve Same's own compositions, a piece called Bhavana. Following on from Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan and Michael Brook from the 1990 album Must Must, and a piece called Tracery. And I'm going to end Late Junction tonight with more music recorded at last month's London Jazz Festival, the Orchestre National de Jazz, and a piece written by the drummer John Hollenbeck for the sax player Rémy Dumoulin. And that's all for tonight, so join me again tomorrow night at 11:15. Meanwhile, this is Racing Heart, Heart Racing.
This is Through the Night on Radio 3, and I'm Susan Sharp. Thanks for joining me. We're revisiting the proms for the next hour and a half. To be precise, the opening prom of the 2009 season, which sampled the various threads running through the festival. The focus on the Stravinsky ballets, the complete Tchaikovsky piano concertos, music for two pianos, and the 10th anniversary of the BBC's New Generation Artists scheme. Jerzy Bielochlawek stepped onto the podium first to conduct the BBC Symphony Orchestra in Stravinsky's Fireworks. This was the work which caught the ear of the great Diaghilev and led to the commissioning of Stravinsky's greatest ballets, the first of which was The Firebird. Stravinsky's Feu d'artifice, Fireworks, performed on the first night of the 2009 proms by the BBC Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Jerzy Bielochlawek. They were joined next by the female voices of the BBC Symphony Chorus and former New Generation artist soprano Eilish Tynan for Chabrier's Ode à la Musique, a little-known piece being given its first airing at the proms.
Thank you.
Eilish Tynan, with the female voices of the BBC Symphony Chorus and the BBC Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Jerzy Bieraklawek, in the Ode to Music by Chabrier. All four of Tchaikovsky's piano concertos were performed during the 2009 proms by the same pianist, Stephen Huff. And on the opening night, he played Tchaikovsky's single movement concerto No. 3. It was his last work, originally meant to be a symphony, and left incomplete.